This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation. It's time to talk with our favorite play-by-play man, Kevin Harlan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Texting and driving or drinking and driving are both selfish acts because it's not just about you disregarding your own safety. It's a disregard for someone else's life. A reminder from Franklin Frankel. Visit truckwreck.com or call 214-333-3333.
Rockets his way hits his third three. He's knocked in his third triple off the bench. And Woody, a three over eight. Good, a fourth three. Stunning. 27-point lead. Down goes Johnson. Three. Luka. Oh, no. Shot clock is down to four and a three by Luka. Bullseye. Got it. And he's got 30.
Highlights from Game 7 there from Kevin Harlan. Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for joining us again.
Good to be on. Thank you. Excited to see your team going in another round. This is so unexpected, but nice little present for all of us to see a team up and coming with one of the great stars in the making before our eyes.
Well, it is a lot of fun. We almost have to pinch ourselves around here. How unique was Game 7 for you? Have you ever called something like that or seen something like that come out of nowhere with a blowout on the road?
Nope. That was... It was like somebody from Johnny Quest took a poison dart and shot it at all the necks of the Phoenix Suns players. They looked like they were paralyzed. I mean, the team that should have been tight and maybe looking around ahead on a swivel should have been the Mavs, but they were loose and flowing, and everything that makes them so unique was, you know, at the very top of its game. And Phoenix, the number one seed and only 60-win team this season in the league. And they look tight, and a couple early threes, early shots by Luka gave them that look in their eyes, and you could see it. Their body language reflected it. And from that point on, as everything would, showed with the score, they froze. I always hate to say great players choke because I just don't know at that level if that's really apt, but they looked completely stifled of any kind of, getting out of their own way. They really, it was stunning. It was about as stunning a game as I can ever recall.
Kevin, I appreciate a good Johnny Quest reference, by the way. I love that. One of my favorite cartoons of all time. That's what makes you so great. Okay, what's the number one thing on Kevin Harlan's game notes? I mean, you're gonna talk about a bunch of things tonight. But what's the number one thing that you're going to try and put in our mind before we start this thing?
Well, we got different teams. One team likes a lot of assists. One team doesn't. They both like threes. One team moves fast, has a fast pace. The other team does not. Probably if there was one headline, and there are many, because when you begin a series, you can start to look at so many different areas, and they all become important. But maybe not the least of which is, how do you protect your star player on defense? How do the Mavs protect Luka when he's defending? And how do the Warriors protect Curry when he is defending? Because we know that the other team is going to hunt them down. And how can those two players in particular navigate those situations, handling the switches, communicating when they're on defense, and then having enough on the offensive end where they are themselves. You know, that would be one of the top headlines. And then you can work your way down from that point on, because individually, so many great stories, but that one probably stands as tall as anybody.
The voice of the Western Conference Finals, Mr. Kevin Harlan, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. How special is it getting to watch this Luka Doncic up close and personal in these big sort of historic moments?
Well, you can count on one hand someone who this young has done what he's been doing and has the total command of the room. He knows he's the guy. And he's been the best player in the playoffs among all of them, the 16 teams that started. He is the second leading scorer in the playoffs by just 0.2 in back of Antetokounmpo, who's now gone. you hate to say he has single-handedly led his team, because when they were down 0-2 to Phoenix, they needed to give him some help, and the coach put it out there, and they responded with a different guy, it seemed like, every game. So his ability to be comfortable enough to know when to hit the gas for himself and when to take it off and when to get everybody else involved, to me, is one of his most dynamic traits. But, you know, he's been down this road. We know in Europe the multiple championships and all the seasons he was decorated with Player of the Year and all that. But he just is a guy that and the best of them always have this. They really have that look and that body language even before a game, where you know they're in complete control and everything around them is kind of in slow motion. Now, we know he's not quick twitch all the time. He can be. He has as much torque as anybody, but his game is predicated on, you know, on really, you know, trying to infiltrate and read and feel it out. And he spends a lot of his early time doing that. You know, Jordan did that, and early McGrady, when he was climbing and becoming what he was going to become, he did that. I'm sure Dirk did. I can't recall, quite honestly, him early in his career, even though I called those games. But I'm sure all these guys, Jordan, like they all have, as a young player, that total command that really nothing kind of befuddles them. It's just how long will it take them to figure it out? And for the Jordans and the Doncic's and the James and guys like that, it doesn't take very long, and they find another escape hatch, and they go through it, and they alter what they were going to do, enhance what they were thinking they were going to do, and they move ahead, and they continue to be the main topic in every game that they play.
Kevin, out of these four teams remaining, do you see a clear pecking order, and where are the Mavs in that group?
Nope, I don't. I don't know. The Warriors are admittedly an older team, with a core group. They have a lot of turnover issues. You know, they've got many flaws. Miami has, now I'm not saying this just in light of what happened last night, because there was no Smart, no Horford for Boston. But Miami, top to bottom, seems to have a more, maybe a better equilibrium right now. Dallas, I think, has stunned so many that they're in this position, not the least of which, I'm guessing, are themselves. So they're kind of like this evolving story. The Warriors, we knew when they got hold that they were going to be good, and they've shown that. But they're, you know, kind of like on that last dance, last chapter of this great core group that has led them to all these finals and all this, you know, this incredible dynastic time that they've enjoyed. And then Boston, you know, I don't know that a lot of people had them picked by Milwaukee, but sure enough, they beat the defending champs. They took care, you know, of early opponents in the playoffs. They've gotten, like, these incredible performances from Tatum. But they lose a little bit with Smart being gone. And I don't know. They all have different stories. There is no number one seed, and that's kind of weird. We haven't had that in a while. But I honest to God, I think, why not the Mavs? Why not the Heat? Why not? Like, I think any of them could jump in there. The Warriors, you know, you just wonder, like, when it's gonna switch on. Like they kind of worked their way through in Denver, and they were working against the 2-time MVP, and then they got by Memphis, but that was a chippy, turbulent series. A lot of jawing back and forth. We have ejections. We have a suspension. We had a star missing the last couple games, so you really don't know where they are, but you just kind of have this feeling like they are maybe loading up, but at their ages, do they have, you know, the up and down overall to handle it? And then you look at Miami, and they got Butler, and they got Adebayo, and they've got Hero, and they just seem to have maybe a more equal feel to them. But none of these four would surprise me. None of them. They all have something unique and special.
Well, Kevin, you're going to be calling this series. You're in Golden State now. You're going to be getting out here to Dallas. There's a lot of good places to eat out here. Do you have something in mind? You're looking forward to getting your mouth on some yummy delights out here?
Well, yeah, I'm I leave that to our friends over at ESPN Radio. PJ Carlissimo is our gourmet, our galloping gourmet, and he is going to, I think, guide us where we're going to eat, how we're going to spend our off time. My wife has a lot of Texas roots, so we've been to Dallas often with her family, Abilene and Granbury and Fort Worth and of course, the Metroplex. So I've got a pretty good handle on it, but I'm going to let PJ take over this. But we're excited to get down. We haven't been there. We did all the games in Phoenix, and ESPN ABC had all the games in Dallas in that last round, so we haven't been down there. All I know, watching on TV, it was as loud and crazy as any place in the league, and I know they're going to welcome their team back after these two games out here. And like this is, they're ahead of schedule. Like if this is what is to come, like you didn't think it's lightning could strike twice, did you, here with Dirk? And now it has with Doncic, and they've started again. It's just
here we go.
It's funny how this stuff works out, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It is outstanding.
It is. Now,
and I know you got, it's Reggie Miller and Stan Van Gundy. Van Gundy's been great. And speaking of yummy delights, I have one question for you, just a simple yes or no. Does your coworker, Stan Van Gundy, look like the cartoon chef you might find on a generic pizza box? Take that as a yes.
Thanks, Kev. We got to run. Appreciate you. You're the best.
Oh, my God. I got a game in a couple hours. You just got me all screwed up now. Hey, thanks. Great to be on. We'll see you. We'll see you soon. And Big D.
Love it. There he goes. Kevin Harlan, voice of the Western Conference Finals, back again with you on 105 Through the Fan. He's the man. That was a great question, Chi-Chi. Love it.
I tickled Kevin Harlan. Look at that.
You got him. Yeah, love it. All right. I think my favorite part about that is he doesn't see any room in between any of these four teams either. You know, so I'm looking at it like the thing is wide open right now. And as a DFW sports fan, we have been starving for a championship. This is, obviously the Stars were there a couple of years ago, but I think this is every bit as good a chance as they had right there. And the anticipation continues to build. If they can throw the first punch, draw first blood tonight, guys, the optimism will go through the roof. We'll be talking about sweep tomorrow.
Yeah, sweep tomorrow.
We will.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like what you will. Yeah, Golden State has not lost at home this playoff. So good opportunity for them. And I think Kevin made some great points, as he always does. You know, I keep focusing on the turnovers.
Yeah.
Dallas has got, if Golden State's going to turn the ball over a bunch in this series, Dallas has got to be ready to knock down shots, you know, transition, whatever they have to do. That's big for them.
No doubt about it. There he is, the former Cowboy scout, Brian Broaddus, has Krusty's Corner coming up in about 15 minutes. Time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Here's Lucius.
That man Chi-Chi said yummy delights twice.
Yeah. He did.
I've been looking for my keys. I'm about to get the hell up out of here, fam. You're really wilding today.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Last game, the Western Conference Finals, legit.
And then you had Kevin Harlan choked up. I wrote down a time. I was like, good, I need some content.
That's really embracing the bit. It really is.
Wow, yummy delights.
It's outstanding broadcasting.
Good Lord. G-Bag today is brought to you by CBD American Shaman. Shop TexasCBD.com. When we last left off, ABC 15 went out there and talked to the Suns fans and got their reaction to Game 7. You know, the Mavs putting that mollywhopping on them.
Unfortunately, the team did not meet fans' expectations.
This was the worst the Suns have played the entire season, and I've been to damn near every game.
We're a little sad. We are very sad.
It was very unexpected.
Fans were still optimistic heading into the half, even though the team only scored 27 points in the first two quarters. This fan says he coaches youth basketball and was disappointed.
My AAU team today put up 50 points in the first half. You can't put up 50 points in the first half, honestly. Boy, you got to do something.
From the coaching staff to the referees, fans blamed everyone and everything.
Thought it was like a magical season, a revenge season. Just didn't expect this. To lose is fine, but what they put out there today was just really hard to watch.
Well, Booker was talking all that smack, and Luka delivered. So, I mean, that's the definition of the Luka special. But happens to everyone, right? So it was a great season. The Suns fan forever, so what can you say but go Suns?
Are you optimistic for next year?
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to pay Ayton. I don't know if Chris Paul doesn't. He aged like 10 years overnight, so I hope so, but we'll see what happens. There's a lot of questions out there.
Yo, I need me a Luka special t-shirt. That's all I know.
Yes.
It's glorious.
And you need a trademark it right now then.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you need to trademark it right now before Mark Cuban jumps on it with his people.
That's right. Yeah.
That ain't no but him just saying it and somebody down the hall goes and does it.
They'll be in the pro shop. Yeah.
And sorry, TG.
And the actual graphic on the shirt is Luca, what, like ripping a hookah or something like that?
Yes. With a pint right there sitting next to him.
Yes.
Yeah. And that little smirk face he has.
Did the Kardashian curse get Booker? Is that what happened, though, for real?
She broke up with him, right?
Yeah.
They're taking time apart now.
I think they got another victim.
Might have got him.
I like that. We got our E-News Entertainment insider.
Oh, yeah.
They're, Krusty Brian Broaddus. Yeah, that's outstanding.
They're separated right now. Yeah, taking some time apart.
Damn, all right. You clocking?
Yeah.
All right, I see you.
He's just perusing to see if he's available. Okay.
Oh, okay, I see he's broken up now. Yeah. He's going to put a little message in the drafts. Not send it yet until he feels like it's a nice time. Yeah. I got you. Let's see. Chris Collinsworth. I always put the S at the end of things. Yeah. Do you guys hate him? Do you think he hates your team or anything like that? You guys got a weird thing with
Chris Collinsworth? He's just smarmy, and there was stuff about, you know, freshmen when he was in college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's kind of weird. He seemed kind of creepy with his kind of vibe to him.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Creepy.
He was on Pat McAfee's podcast, and he thinks a lot of people think that he hates their team, and he has a Giants fan story right here for you.
We were sitting there, and I'm walking out of a restaurant. This is the night before the game. The Patriots are playing the Giants. And there's a table full of Giants fans. They've got their hats on, so I know exactly what they are. So I go walking by the table, and I've heard this a million times, literally from every fan base. And this guy turns around and goes, "Hey, Collinsworth." And, you know, so now I already know what it is. If they say, "Hey, Chris," then it might be, "Hey, we really like your vibe." But no. "Hey, Collinsworth. So tell us why you hate the Giants." Ordinarily, I launch into this thing and I go, "You know, I don't hate them. I just have to critique. That's my job. I do, you know, da 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 da." And so, "Why you hate the Giants?" And so I walk by, and just this one time in my entire life, it's the only time I ever did it.
Right here.
I walked by and I said, "I don't know. I just hate them."
That's a pretty good one from Collinsworth.
Yeah.
Yeah, good line. Just hate them.
I don't know. Yeah. Something about them.
To Homer fans, trust me, I know, objectivity can sound like hate. You know, I guess I kind of relate to Collinsworth there a little bit.
Absolutely. Everybody thinks you're coming after their squad. And the New York fans will get you harder than just about anybody, right? I guess the Philly fans.
Philly fans are pretty brutal about that as well.
214 wants to know, is Woolchuck at Baby Dolls tonight? Yes, 5 to 7.
Yeah, first Wednesdays of the month.
Okay.
The Baby Dolls VIP party.
Hump nights with Woolchuck.
It was like $2 Woolchuck beers Wednesday. Or something like that in that joint. Ooh. You get free barbecue. Man, I know what's up, fam.
This will be a big test for Soda Man tonight.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of pie.
A lot of stuff. A lot of pie. A lot of pie going down.
A lot of pie.
A lot of pie.
Wow.
All right. So, Deion Sanders' son, he went to go visit the new Cowboys facilities or something like that. I'm sorry. Yeah. And Deion Sanderson, I don't know which son this is. He has a lot of sons, which I'm not hating. I wish I had a whole lot of sons, too. The more money I have, the more kids I would have. No, I'm not against that whatsoever.
But not as many baby mamas as, like, an Antonio Cromartie, right?
No, I'm not going to have a whole lot of baby mamas, but it would be a whole lot of babies. Like the singer Ginuwine, he has more kids than he has letters in his name. If you look it up.
That's not easy.
Got a little Phil Rivers in him.
Yeah, so it's a whole lot of letters, too. So he does a spot-on impression of his father. Check this out.
This is nice. The new meeting rooms. So this is where Coach Prime's going to yell at.
Dog, y'all got to keep building, dog. You ain't done nothing today, Fred. Come on. Hey, man. You ain't done nothing, dog. We going to touch you. Get tired of y'all. We get rid of all the bull jump.
All right, now, you probably never heard, it was great, it's great. You probably never heard Deion really yell like that as a coach. So they added a clip in this clip that Dawson sent me of Deion yelling, bro, and it is, like, spot on. Check this out.
Run it like that again. You will never play again. You will never play here again. Run to the ball and get off the field. Ain't no way in full pass, right?
That was his son, Shiloh. At Jackson State. I guess they got awesome new meeting rooms and locker rooms and everything now, though.
So many new kids. I don't know.
Yeah. He's got a lot. He's got like three that play high-level college football, I think, now. Yeah. Shador, Shiloh, and one other kid.
Yeah. I want to have a whole bunch. I would love to have like 10 to 12 kids. Yeah. It's just, you got to deal with me forever. And ever. There's a whole little, just a whole bunch of me's everywhere.
All right. Any other nominees, Lucius?
If we could fit it in.
Sure.
Let's see. Paul Bessonati. You guys ever heard of this dude?
Paul Bessonati.
An NHL analyst and used to play NHL hockey.
Okay.
Anyway, he works with the great Wayne Gretzky. And they asked him about working with Wayne. And listen to this story.
Buddy, after these broadcasts, some nights we go to Wayne's room till like 4 or 5 in the morning. This guy is the biggest guy's guy. Will crush beers. He will tell me all these iconic stories and backstories.
Oh, God. That's awesome.
Did you have any relationship with Gretzky before you got on this show? I didn't know you're getting to go hang out with the dude after shows and hear all these stories. Like, is he what you expected?
He's what I expected and more. But so when I was playing in Arizona, I actually was buddies with his kids. And he was the head coach for the Arizona Coyotes the year before I got there. The year I got there, they ended up going a different direction. I don't know how it all played out. But because the market was down in Arizona, he kept his house in PV. He had this beautiful mansion. And his kids were going to ASU. So both of his sons and their best friend, Joey Superstein, were living in this mansion. And they would throw shakers every weekend. So we would have home games on Saturday. We would go out to the bar, and then we would go back to his place. And let's just put it this way. Like, I was batting 1,000 at this place. The girls were just everywhere. It was insane. So I actually ended up knowing his kids before I knew him. So that was an easier transition than meeting him, because they actually vouched for me.
Wow, that's crazy. I always thought Wayne Gretzky was boring like Joe Montana. Sounds like he was quite the man about town.
His kids definitely were throwing those shakers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shakers? What is that? Is it Paul Bessonati there talking hockey? Is it Deion Sanders' son Shiloh at Jackson State? Chris Collinsworth, people think I hate their team. ABC 15 in Phoenix, man on the street. I'm going to actually vote for Collinsworth, Chief.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm still drinking the Suns fans' tears, though.
Tied at 1, Lucius.
Chris Collinsworth.
2-1, Brian.
I'm going to go with the Suns fans as well.
By a score of 2-2, we have a tie. Jump on to @GBagNation. We'll create an Insta poll. Coming up next, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Where are we going with that, sir?
Yeah, guys, I say goodbye to a friend. We'll do that next.